It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
According to new findings published in the journal Biological Psychiatry by researchers at the Texas A&M Health Science Center, College of Medicine, we may be able to influence alcohol drinking behavior by activating particular types of brain cells. Another name of that is called neurons. Now, our next guest is Dr. Jun Wang. He's an MD and PhD, the corresponding author on the paper and assistant professor in the Department of Neuroscience and Experimental Therapeutics at the Texas A&M College of Medicine. Now, let's welcome Dr. Wang and just jump right into your research, Dr. Wang. Now, what are the findings from your recent article?
Thank you. I think we have three major findings. The first finding is that we identified a group of neurons that prevent us from drinking alcohol heavily or excessively. So from the addiction point of view, these neurons, they are good neurons, right? Because they can prevent us from drinking more alcohol. So these neurons, they contain dopamine D2 receptors. As we know, dopamine is a neurotransmitter. Addictive molecule. And so because these D2 neurons, they express dopamine D2 receptors, so we call them D2 neurons. So the important thing is that when these D2 neurons, when they are activated, they tell our brain to stop drinking. So, for example, in a party, if I have already had 3 or 4 drinks, my friend may persuade me to continue drinking more. At this situation, my D2 neurons should activate and tell my brain, saying, no, don't drink more. If you drink more, you will have a binge drinking. You will have a problem for your future. So this is our first finding. And our second finding was that we discovered that heavy alcohol drinking deactivate these good D2 neurons. So this means that if a person drinks alcohol heavily for a long time, and his or her D2 neurons will lose their ability of telling his or her brain to stop drinking. Again, use the example, if a person or alcoholics, they drink alcohol for a long term, and his D2 or her D2 neurons cannot say no. And when his friend or persuade him or her to drink more, his D2 neuron cannot say no, cannot tell the brain say no. So as a result, you can imagine you can just drink one after another, and this actually is not good. So this is the second finding. Our third finding was that we discussed some drugs that are able to reduce alcohol consumption in an animal model, and these drugs act on those D2 neurons and make the D2 neurons able to say no again. So I think these are our three major findings. First one, we identify group neuron, which is a good neuron. Second of all, if you drink alcohol for long term, well, these good neurons, they are not be able to take their job. And lastly, if we actually have find some drugs are able to make them to say no again, these D2 neurons.
Well, you know what? So, I mean, this is a huge, I think there's a huge finding. These D2 neurons with the D2 receptors is what we actually want. Now, if that's the case, and you're saying that if we drink too much and we end up pushing it, then we're going to lose the activity of those D2, which means then you can't stop drinking. Are there any, I know you mentioned that you're finding of some drugs, but are there any natural nutrients? Because I'm all about, let's try natural first before drug use. Is there a way that we can activate and strengthen those D2 neurons or grow more D2 neurons? Is there a way to do that?
Wow, that's a good question. The D2 neurons, actually, all the D2 neurons are brain cells, and the brain cells, in most cases, they are not. You cannot grow more. It's not like all those neurons when you are born, the exact number of neurons are fixed. You cannot grow more. They will be with you for your whole life. You cannot have more neurons. However, there are some possibility that you can reactivate these neurons, use some drugs or different therapeutics, and then you can reactivate these neurons. That's possible. So this is actually maybe the future direction or the implication of this paper. So
you're saying that, but is it that some people are born with less D2 neurons than other people? I mean, what's the difference between, right?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think people usually have the similar number of D2 neurons, but the difference is that these neurons, they are not isolated from others. Just like us, we are actually in a whole society. So they have, which means that they are connected with other neurons. The change, actually, if you drink too much alcohol, the change is not the number of these neurons is reduced or changed. Actually, is the connectivity with others is changed. Actually, we found there's more inhibition on this neuron if you drink alcohol. So basically, if you drink more, normally there's an inhibition, let's say 100%. But if you drink more, then the change to the inhibition is going to 200%. So do you have too much inhibition on this good neuron? So if you drink alcohol, so it's those neurons, that's why we call them deactivated.
Right. So what you're saying then is it all depends on the amount of alcohol you drink, whether you are going to inhibit it or not. Now, my thoughts are this, you know, everyone is different in our size, our weight, how much we can drink. Have you at all in your research found out that the amount of alcohol, have you found out at all about that, how much it will be that one, you know, extra drink, if it's one ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces. Have you found that at all in what we should do so that we don't inhibit the D2 neurons?
Oh, that's definitely a good question. Our study did not directly answer this question, but we found if you drink for long term, each time you drink a lot and for long term, and they eventually can change. So what we can learn from this study is that when you drink, you do not drink too much every time. If you drink too much, then when you try to tell yourself, if you need you have two or three drinks, you have to tell yourself stop. Right. Otherwise, if you lose the ability, and to next time you think this time is fine, but then the next time you actually lose the ability to control your drinking. So this is more important. We have to train our self discipline to control each time we do not drink much. Next two or three drinks may be enough. Do not have a binge drinking.
Yeah, you know what you're saying is just. Like what I teach my patients and people that are listening, you really got to do everything in moderation. Oh, great information, Dr. Wang. I thank you so much for being here. Now, I've put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD all about Dr. Wang's research and the links for his studies. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.